Jenny, thank you and welcome.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. As mentioned, my name is Jenny Hunter. I'm a program manager on the Azure Automation team, and I'm talking a little more today about how PowerShell and Azure Automation fit in together. Now, Azure Automation is built on a PowerShell infrastructure, and it just goes to prove that not only are you betting on PowerShell, but we're betting on PowerShell too. And so today I'm going to cover about how you can bring your PowerShell investments into the cloud and how we enable that through Azure Automation. So Azure Automation is designed to increase your productivity and the efficiency of your management. And to do this, we help manage any cloud or on-premise resources you have for both Windows and Linux machines. And we break this down into three core capabilities: process automation, update management, and configuration management. Process automation is about orchestrating and integrating all of your different management tools to get this visibility and control over your hybrid environment. So with that, we're talking about authoring different types of PowerShell runbooks, such as PowerShell Textual, PowerShell Workflow, and PowerShell Graphical runbooks, as well as hybrid runbook workers, which allow you to run your Azure Automation runbooks on your local machine. And then we have update management. Update management is the core of actually seeing into your environment as far as what updates need to be installed, what patches are installed, what updates are security critical, and actually letting you take control of that and schedule when those updates happen and get that single picture view and control of your updates for your environment. And finally, we have configuration management. Now, configuration management is all about deploying, monitoring, and controlling your environment. So we have integration with PowerShell Desired State Configuration, or DSC, as well as integration with OMS, or Operation Management Suite, change tracking. And so that's the fundamental of, I came to work this morning, the server's performance is terrible, what went wrong? It was probably a change, so either a software update or a new software was installed or some sort of patch. And so you can actually go in and visualize your environment and visualize those changes that happened so you can interactively troubleshoot and root cause analysis what happened. We also have other really awesome capabilities that are integrated with Azure Automation, such as secure storage of different assets, so your credentials, connections, certificates. And we have this new feature called Run As that we've built in this past year that actually makes it easier than ever to authenticate and utilize your Azure resources from your runbooks. So when people think about automation, they're generally thinking the first 2 points of their lifecycle. So you have, for our services lifecycle, build, configure, monitor, protect, secure, and govern. So when you think automation, you're like, oh, I want to deploy resources, I want to set up resources. So you're oftentimes thinking in that build and configure sections. But Azure Automation and Automation Control actually enables you to integrate with all points of your lifecycle. So we're building these management capabilities to help you get involved in each step of the way. For instance, with change tracking, you can get involved in monitoring and kind of seeing what those changes do and how they're affecting your system. And then even other parts of Azure are betting on PowerShell just as much as we are. For instance, Site Recovery is using our service for pre and post tasks. And you can actually trigger runbooks based off of alerts in Azure so that if something happens in your service, you could trigger to restart a service, start a new VM. And all these capabilities just offer you more high availability, scaling for your needs, and just all these shared resources to increase your productivity. So now I'm going to go into kind of the fun part, the demo, and show you what our service is all about. So in our service, we have, you've probably seen the Azure dashboard before, hopefully. And in order to get started with Azure Automation, all you have to do is click on New, and then Monitoring and Management, and See All. From there, you'll see this Automation and Control offering. And this offering actually includes Azure Automation that comes with Desired State Configuration Management Platform I talked about earlier, and then also Change Tracking and Update Management. And this, if you just want to get started, this is has a free tier, and you can be on free tier forever if you want, if you just want to test out, or you can upgrade and bring all your workloads into Azure Automation. So when you press create here, you'll see you get the option to create an OMS workspace or link a pre-existing workspace, and then also automation account. And so I'm not going to do this for the sake of time, but here I'll show you I have a workspace that I use that process to create. And we call this our dashboard. Now, the dashboard is really just the way of seeing and a way of storing all of your automation resources. So for instance, here you could see my job statistics, how many of my runbook jobs have passed, failed, been suspended. You could also see a bunch of different resources that are available right there for you on the front dashboard. For instance, one of the core capabilities of Azure Automation is our assets. So we have integrated control with modules. So when you get an Azure Automation account, it comes with these core modules that so you could get started right away. And if you find that you have more custom needs, you can import your own personal module. And we also have gallery support built straight in to the Azure portal. So you can find any of the core capabilities or extra capabilities that you want and modules and add them straight into your automation account through a simple import. So for instance, if I wanted insights, all I'd have to do is import, and then I could start using any of these commandlets inside my Azure Automation runbooks. We also have things like certificates, connections, variables, and credentials. So connections, one of the cool things about this is you could connect with other services, such as Visual Studio, but we also have this cool thing that I mentioned earlier called the Run As account, which allows you to easily authenticate and begin working with your Azure resources. So to begin using this, we have our core capability of runbooks. And so here, for instance, is a sample runbook. You can see that you can view it, edit, and there are different settings and options that you have. I'm going to start with a PowerShell runbook. And here I can view, it's a pretty simple, just write output hello world. But when I go into the edit mode, I gain all these extra capabilities. For instance, I can click on, I can click on that sidebar once it comes up, and it will actually show me the list of all the modules that I have imported into my Azure Automation account. And then I can actually see all the commandlets underneath them. And when I open these commandlets, I can actually add them straight to my canvas. And it provides me with all of the parameters I would need to run that runbook and tells me what type of object they are and just really makes it easier than ever to get started. There are also other capabilities for integrating with your runbook. So any pre-existing runbook that's on your Azure Automation account, you can import straight into your runbook and it'll supply you again with the object types, what parameters are available. And we also have simple integration with your assets. So if I wanted to connect to my Azure Run As account, all I'd have to do is add to Canvas and it automatically has that Azure Run As account connection placed in there. So I'm going to revert this back to the published version. And we have three core runbook types right now, which is PowerShell runbook, which is the one I just showed you, just plain PowerShell script. We also have PowerShell workflow, and then we have graphical authoring. And so graphical authoring is really cool because it allows you to take your PowerShell to the next level. When you look at a PowerShell script, you see just lines of code. You have to look at the comments sometime, try to piece together what's happening. And graphical authoring kind of takes the ambiguity out of that. So for instance, with this script, I'm registering a VM as a DSC node. And so I can see right away that this is all just one flow of events. And I could see, okay, I'm getting the Azure connection and setting my subscription. Dependent on my parameters, I either am dealing with a single VM, all the VMs in my resource group, or all the VMs in my subscription. And then all I do is get the details and then check if it's registered. And if it's not, I'm registering it for DSC. And so it's super easy to see what's going on here. And for some of the more complicated tasks, you really need to be able to see all this visually. And The great part is it's still PowerShell. You still need to know what PowerShell you're using. So for instance, if I click on this, I see that I'm actually running the get Azure RM VM commandlet, and I'm just renaming it so that it's easier to see what's going on. You can also configure all the same parameters, and all these options that you love about PowerShell are still available. We also have, like I mentioned, in the PowerShell script, you can search, or you can look for your different modules. And for graphical authoring, we have this special capability where you can actually just search for the commandlet you want. Oops, I misspelled right. And it'll come up. And then you can simply add it to Canvas. And you'll see that a little module appears. And then I can just connect it right up into my code. And so there's some cool capabilities that are involved with this. For instance, I can say where this is a simple write output, but I can actually, the authoring tool understands the rest of the outputs from your activity. So for instance, if I want to get the details about that single VM that I set up, I can actually look into the output type it's generating and pull the name of the VM and assign that to be what's output. There's also this new feature that was released just in the past few months where you can turn a link into an error link. And that means that if this activity errors, it'll take this link. And so you could actually make this error handling. And so while it's still output or write output, you can actually handle errors in a completely new dynamic way. And so these are some of the core capabilities that we're building into our graphical authoring tool, and they're just going to keep growing, and we're constantly working and developing on this. Now, for all of our authoring that we offer, we have this test pane, which allows you to kind of input the parameters and test it quickly. You can also decide whether to run on Azure or a hybrid worker. If you run on a hybrid worker, it's oftentimes faster. So even if you just want to spin up like a bigger VM, and you're giving a designated worker for that task. And so you can increase your or decrease the time you spent when testing these different runbooks. So another core capability that we have with authoring is that not only can you author in the Azure portal, but we also have authoring in Windows PowerShell ISC, which you've probably worked with before, but we have this extra capability called the ISC add-on. And so this is actually maintained and developed by the Azure Automation team. And you can actually see into your automation account. So you could see what runbooks you have, what DSC configurations you have, what assets are available to you. And it allows you to more easily integrate between your cloud resources and your on-premise resources. For instance, here I have a script which I made to ease the process of hybrid worker onboarding. So everything that you would typically do step by step to onboard a hybrid worker, I've automated now. So you can run this script on your on-premise machine, and within a few minutes, you'll have a hybrid worker onboarded to our service. So all you have to do is install the Azure RM modules, sign into the account, get the Azure Automation information that you need, set up a workspace if necessary. And then when you set up a workspace and install the Microsoft Monitoring Agent, you get the registration commandlets for the hybrid worker. And so this one script does all of that for you, and we'll be publishing this soon to the PowerShell gallery. So going back to the demo, one another cool capabilities that we are glad to offer with Azure Automation is the scheduling option. So schedules actually kick off over 50% of our Azure Automation runbooks, and it's one of our most popular features by far. Because scheduling really gets down to the essence of automation in that it removes the human intervention and the redundancy. And so instead of having for instance, people came to us and they were like, you know, we spin up all of these VMs for our devs and they leave them on all night, wasting so much money and so many compute hours. With Azure Automation, you can make sure that you shut down your VMs every night at 7 or 8 p.m. and make sure that they're back on the next morning by 7 a.m. for all your devs coming into work. And they're super easy to use and create. All you have to do is create a new schedule, or you can link a pre-existing schedule. You decide the name, when it starts. We now support time zones. And then you can choose what frequency you want it to reoccur. So we have hourly, daily, weekly, and monthly. And you can also set it to expire. So you could see that I had one that I made today. And I could see that it started today at 11 a.m. and ran once. And so we're constantly editing or constantly adding to these different core capabilities to make this experience even better. And I think user voice was mentioned earlier. We're very we love user voice, and we're constantly checking and looking for your feedback. So definitely, if you see features that you want or additional add-ons, feel free to go on there and tell us about it. So another capability is webhooks, which I won't go into too much, but it allows you to trigger the runbook. And so these just enable more ways for you to get involved with your runbooks. We also have built-in native gallery support. And so this is for both Script Center and PowerShell Gallery. Script Center currently supports both graphical and PowerShell workflow, as well as obviously PowerShell runbooks. But you can also filter to look in the PowerShell Gallery, which you'll find a bunch of different DSC resources. And there's with these, you know that not only are you working on PowerShell, but the whole community is contributing to this, and just so you're building off of other people's investments. So again, this thing, not only are you investing in PowerShell, but we're investing in PowerShell, and the community is investing in PowerShell. And so if you're ever looking for a starting point, this is a great starting point. It makes it easier than ever to get involved in Azure Automation. You could just go right away, find a script, and it's super simple. All you have to do is click the import button, and you open the pane. You can rename it to whatever you want. And it starts importing it straight into your Azure Automation account, so you can get started almost right away. All you have to do is verify it and edit it, and then publish the script, and you can start running it. Another key capability, like I mentioned earlier, are hybrid workers. So this allows you to actually run the PowerShell runbooks on your local machine, so you have access to all those local and cloud resources. So you could still sign in to Azure Automation, do the different commandlets, and access your Azure resources through that, but you have access to all your local resources at the same time, giving you even stronger control of your hybrid environment. And it was at Ignite that we announced that we're also increasing this availability to Linux hybrid workers now that Linux for PowerShell has been announced. So soon we'll be offering the option to actually onboard your Linux machines also. And then we have desired state configuration. This is about setting a baseline for your machine. So this came out with the Windows Management Framework 5.0. And this is setting that baseline configuration for what you want to see on your machine. It's declarative, JSON-based. And so, for instance, I have a configuration here that I compiled on the Azure Automation DSC server. And I can see it make sure that IIS is installed, that I have ASP.NET 4.5, that I have everything I need for my web server. And I could see that I generated one manage object format file, or one MOF file, or node configuration. And once I have that compiled, I can assign it to one of my DSC nodes. So we just added capability to actually filter. So here I can see filter down to what node configuration I wanted to see. And I could see that this node has the configuration installed. I can go straight back into that other window where I could look into the configuration again. I can also see the compliance states. So this is that management layer that I was talking about earlier that we've added on top of PowerShell DSC. So you get this extensive detailed report of the compliance status of your node. We also have different dynamic levels of configuration mode. So we have that apply only, apply and monitor, apply and autocorrect, so you can remediate if there's a not compliance. And here you can actually see if this machine was on compliance at any point, I could see which resource caused it to fail compliance, and I can actually drill into those further and see what, how long it was run for, what was checked, and I also get the node status at the time of the report. So this just lets you really see and get that visualization of your environment. So now, as Keith mentioned earlier, we're integrating more and more with OMS as we do these different capabilities. And you'll, if you're an active user of Azure Automation, you will have noticed that a few months ago we added this solutions tile. And this solutions tile lets you go straight into and see all the solutions that are in the workspace connected to your Azure Automation account. So for this purpose, I have my change tracking solution, and I can easily filter the time span that I want to view. And I could also change a bunch of different things. So I can see that I had a bunch of different changes this week. Registry is currently in private preview, and you can email me at jenny.hunter@microsoft.com if you're interested in joining our private preview for registry change tracking. But each of these offers their own insight into what your environment is doing and what it looks like. For instance, we had a customer come to us and tell us, like, oh, it's so great that you have change tracking now. We had a server that was experiencing terrible performance, and we just didn't know what was wrong. So we looked into the time that we knew that it started acting up, and we were able to see that an antivirus software was installed that was actually impacting the performance of our server. And so this really gives you a good view into what your environment looks like. So I can see that there were a bunch of packages installed on my Linux machine sometime this week, and I can actually narrow down and see, okay, so that's interesting, what packages were installed? And I could go into the software and then further narrow down by the filters that are about to appear on the left-hand side. And so this is, since it is built into OMS, it's very log-based. So this is a view of your log data that's been produced by Log Analytics. So I can control, like, hey, I just want to see my Linux machine. And then I could see, okay, so it looks like someone did an update last Thursday. And I can look in and see, oh, these packages were removed. I had 2 removed, 6 added. So if I just want to see what packages were added, I can easily narrow down into that. So giving you that interactive troubleshooting experience. And so one of the great parts about this is built on PowerShell 2. Change tracking is relying on desired state configuration and the different resources built into that to get that view into your environment. So OMS is counting on PowerShell just as much as Azure Automation is as a whole. We also have updates. So updates gives you, like I said earlier, that view into your environment, what's going on, what needs to be installed, and this could be critical for the security of your environment, as well as for certain compliance reasons. So I can see that, oh, my Windows machines are in pretty good shape, but my Linux machine has some updates that I need to look into, but nothing's critical or nothing's a security update, so maybe it's not too important at the moment and I can focus on something else. And one of the greatest parts is PowerShell runbooks are run to actually install the updates, so you can manage your deployments and install the, for Windows machines right now, you can actually deploy the updates, and it's coming very soon for Linux machines also. But that's also run through PowerShell, giving you even more control. It's run through Azure Automation, and you can actually go and look at the results of your update. So that's it for me today. But I wanted to thank you for joining me. And now back to Keith.